Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smell So Good and international
call. Interface complete.
Yeah, y'all already know we completed up in this mofo. Nigga, we out in motherfucking hood space. You know what I'm saying? Not a mind space. Not a fucking yo space. We in hood space, goddammit. Riding out with your boy DJ Smell So Good. Tampa Bay's most unbiased international DJ. Holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Online, because they can't handle me offline. Y'all keep asking me why I ain't on no FM, AM radio station. Man, look at here. Pound for pound, you know what I'm saying? Weigh it down. And you will see that online radio is the king of the ding-a-lings. You know what I'm saying? That's why I swing like I do. You know what I'm saying? And getting to the hood, y'all, right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm flying over to the hood. And we're going to hang out on Trey 4. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do it real big. And bring y'all 2 hours of power. You know what I'm saying? Got some music and everything. That'll be coming up in about 30 minutes. That's how long it's going to take me to get, you know what I'm saying, to my hood, get to the block. You know what I'm saying? Get set up and do what it does. You know what I'm saying? Why the slow bitch got in front of me? I don't know. But, yeah, y'all got to excuse me because I'm in traffic. You know what I'm saying? I had to land the spaceship. You know what I'm saying? I had to park it at the space dock. And that's why I'm actually heading over there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go pick my spaceship up. They put that oil change. You know what I'm saying? I put the space oil in. My new spark plug, space spark plug, you know, I only use false space platinums, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm on that high tech shit. I'm going to give some shots out, man, because I hung out last night before I was in a movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be here getting into some more details later on, you know what I'm saying, when I get to my spaceship so I can, put some videos up, you know what I'm saying? We'll be live on tinychat.tv/WDGE radio. Which is the, right now, the official site where we, you know what I'm saying, holding it down in the paint. And y'all can see what we really work with. Big ups to all the participants that was hanging out last night, you know what I'm saying, and the ones that hooked your board with some drops, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to Miss Michelle, manager for the two-man army, you know what I'm saying, two little brothers coming up in the game, you know what I'm saying, ready to do their thing. Let's see who else we had, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, of course, my artist, Ms. John New, who held it down excellent, you know what I'm saying, for her first time really, you know what I'm saying, in an acting role. Big ups to her. Shout out to Bonnie Vachey, who was her star counterpart, you know what I'm saying? They are the two female stars of the movie. And Bonnie Vachey held it down, you know what I'm saying? Very dramatic movie, y'all. I mean, y'all see this motherfucker here. Y'all gonna be like, damn, it's due to release June 2010. You know what I'm saying? Miss Buffy, a.k.a. Miss Mouth, a.k.a. the Gothic Diva, is the official screenwriter for the whole production. JT Productions, Joseph Dono, and Juan are the ones that's doing the actual cinematography, you know what I'm saying? Filming everything and you know, putting all the clips and shit together. And then you got a brother out there, man, that I did meet. You know what I'm saying? There are a lot of models and actresses and all that. Shout out to all the models and actresses. But then I ran to a brother, Dre D. Call himself the Dre D Show. He's on Maximum Reality Radio, you know what I'm saying, .com, online radio show host. Doing it real big, man. I jumped up on the show today showing him some love and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? We keep it real, we keep it true. So, as I just represent, if you happen to be hailing me right now, you know what I'm saying, y'all got to hold on, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not even on the ship right now, so I can't get to the switch and, you know what I'm saying, and activate, you know what I'm saying, the beam up system and beam everybody in. So, please be patient. chill, you know what I'm saying? Because y'all already know it's motherfucking Monday. Up off up in her, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's always kind of hard to get your week started, you know what I'm saying? Especially on Monday. It do be for me, but you know, I jump up on here, do my thing, you know what I'm saying? The Lord go ahead, turn that line of play where a smile upside down, you know what I'm saying? Frown to smile, baby. And that's what we do. So, Dre D is on air 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also, you know what I'm saying, representing real big for Tampa, man. So all y'all artists out there, you know what I'm saying, I hit you up when I get stationary with his email info. I want to, I think I know it, but I don't want to, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to tell you off top. Oh, wow, you get a free T-shirt if you give up your blood. Man, fuck that shit. Sorry, people, I don't donate blood. I don't donate blood, don't do flu shots, you know what I'm saying? One time I do donate blood, when I go to the motherfucking VA, and them bitches forcefully take my shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, what the hell he doing? This nigga on the bus, nigga telling him, hey, screaming for a dude to slow down and stop and shit, like, nah, and he kept going past the dude. Bitch, ain't nobody gonna stop you, crazy ass. Anyway, got some weird people out here on the Florida streets, y'all. Tampa is the home, Tampa Bay 8-1 trade, you know what I'm saying? Got it going on, and yeah, we do it real big down here, man. Did a little something everywhere, you know what I'm saying? Went down to the Florida Classic, you know what I'm saying? I hope y'all checked out that episode, you know. But we're down there late night, held it down in the paint, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Howard Johnson for allowing you boy to post up, you know what I'm saying, without any incident. I mean, motherfuckers looking at me because I had the tiny chat cam going on with the lights. Okay. Y'all know what time that means. If y'all hear the motherfucking unscripted drum roll, that means somebody's taking over the motherfucking starship. And most likely, this came from San Jose, California. California. And this is Captain taking over right now, Captain Goofy Bone. Hello, Captain Bone.
What up?
Well, man. There we go, people. Game is officially started, bitches. We live. Now, what the fuck is happening, Mike? Yeah, you remote, too? I thought so, man. Officially started. All right. Yeah, that's Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen. Trying to get this thing
what
right, I believe.
What is, my nigga?
What's happening? Who'd it be?
Shit, it's your boy, Coach Ray.
Oh, what's happening, folks? Man, I'm in traffic right now. I'm just, shit. I'm doing this show live right now. I'm remote, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the streets right now.
Oh, shit, Trey, so I can't hear that nigga deuce.
Yeah, because right now, right now, you got to call back probably, or just hold on for about 20, 30 minutes, because I'm coming
well,
out
what's
here.
What's up? I took over the ship, brother. I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh,
you
there
doing
you go.
Help.
There you go.
You adjust for me, so a brother's got to help another brother, you know what I mean?
Hey, that's trilateral style, man. Hey, Fort Trey, man, this is my nigga motherfucking Goofy Bone over there in San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying? So he actually you know, help, this is what we do, man. It's real nigga radio, you know what I'm saying? Help a brother, help a brother. So, actually, you got that. You had to ask Callum to play that for you, homie.
Yeah, homie, play that goose, my nigga.
All right, my partner.
It's going down. It's got a motherfucking request for this. This is from TAMPA right here, 8-1 Trey shit, you know what I'm saying? No, Goofy Bone, a.k.a. Captain Bone is on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize. And we riding out, bitches. You know what I'm saying? Live remote. You on the way.
Here we go. Here we go. This is Deuce.
Deuce.
I'm from the city. And representing worldwide. Here we go on the Starship Smelly Prize.
Deuce.
Yeah. Deuce. Nigga. Look up. Tell your partner. About me. Tell your partner about me. Get on.
One time for my dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousins, they got life beer. I bring it raw, nigga. This how I represent. I do it for my dogs. This how I represent. Me, I'm an ex-con, dicky wearing drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope. But I will kill you. No, I won't kill you. But you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these salt niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhymes made it PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the city street. You bought them holes, so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Don't fuck with you, I'll rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather talk to glot and grind. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, and I represent it. I'm finna get off, I'm about to get off. I'm finna get off, nigga, I'm about to get off. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, look how I represent it. I'm finna get off, I'm about to get off. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dubs, and weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think this game a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my homegirl, let you make him get naked. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga, I wanna wet you. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy niggas fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PMC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PMC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just caught a beat. No need to worry, I'ma look out for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this how I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this drip rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, shawty, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about your shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorty, to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it. I know you cost a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now, deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah. Deuce.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Deuce.
Up in the motherfucking house.
That's real. Yeah, Fortre, shout out to Fortre, man. Fortre been a motherfucking real soldier, you know what I'm saying, for the indie artist movement, man. Been calling in, you know what I'm saying? Other motherfuckers been calling in. Appreciate everybody who on that Deuce movement, you know what I'm saying, supporting that brother, man. You know what I'm saying? It's real much love, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, holding down for the indie radio, man, putting us on the map, you know what I'm saying? Like we doing y'all, so that's real.
Yeah, my nigga.
Go ahead.
Hey, you man, you gonna get an interview with that nigga, right?
Friday. I got his phone number. He called me up. You know what I'm saying? Actually, he called me up the day before yesterday. So I spoke with him. I told him, you know what I'm saying, what I want to do and everything. So he's supposed to be getting me to sending me the bio information and everything. So I told him as soon as he, you know what I'm saying, he hit me up with that. You know, I already got the song, so I just need a little contact info. We're gonna put that together. And, you know what I'm saying, get that in the making. So, yeah, it's looking like Friday, though, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give him at least 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying, to come on and do his thing. I got two artists. Yeah, I got two people I'm going to be interviewing the same day. So, you know, we're going to have a good show, though, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're going to have a good show. But, you know what I'm saying, I want to say thank you, too, you know what I'm saying, for your input, you know what I'm saying, with the Cream Dot interview, you know what I'm saying? I really like how you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't pull no punches and shit and, That was some real good ass questions put the niggas on the door like that, because I really appreciate it. Creed not, you know what I'm saying, being a real pioneer like he is and not going off. Because then the young niggas, honestly, they would have felt like you was dissing them or something, you know what I'm saying? Which it wasn't no diss. It's just you want to know, you know what I'm saying? Which is, that is a trend. Everybody from the motherfucking New York, New Jersey, anywhere up north is banging their ass to the south to blow.
Damn right.
Yeah, everybody going to ATL.
Some part of the south. A lot of niggas down here in Miami. Big Pond, Fat Joe, whatever, all them niggas down
there. They come down here because they know that they can make money. It's not, you can make money down here. That's why they come down here. Ain't no money up there too tough no more fucking with this music shit. You got to come down south.
And you can collab on easier, though. You feel me? That north-south and that north-to-south swag, you feel me? It don't hurt each other. It's two different swags, so we can only benefit each other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all we could do. So, I mean, yeah, I felt where he was coming from. You know what I'm saying?
But I like what you had said when you said that, that create revenue.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that's the key thing in this business. Money make the world go round. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
And the revenue is down south now.
Yeah.
And so you got to come down here and get a part of this shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't recall too many southern rappers going up to New York City or up north and actually blowing up, though.
Nah, dog. The nigga that did, though, they disrespected that nigga so hard from being from the south. They disrespected that nigga hard. That nigga Young Buck, because he fucked with 50 Cent. And then when that shit fell to pieces, he did that nigga real hard. But he played himself crying and shit to 50 Cent.
He even gave
a bad name for the South with that bullshit there, where he gave it to Tennessee anyway.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you did put me on perspective. Yeah, I forgot about Buck ass. That ain't nothing to remember, actually, shit.
True.
Crying ass nigga Tom.
Yeah. You know that nigga T-Pain, cried to Jay-Z.
I don't understand these niggas, dog. All niggas is hoes, man. I mean, you gonna cry. And I believe that you talking about the apology over the death of all the
children. Yeah.
Nigga, what the fuck is you apologizing? You ain't have
nigga,
nothing.
Say what you mean what you say, nigga.
If that's the case, apologize to motherfucking Roger Troutman and Zapp. Because them are the ones that created that goddamn so-called synthesized voice, a.k.a. auto-tune. That shit been going on for goddamn 30 years, man. You motherfucking
I'm glad
niggas,
that shit dead.
Ain't
nothing
new. You know what I'm saying? But honestly, bro, it ain't dead. Niggas just ain't going to keep using it heavily like they was. Everybody ain't going to jump on the fucking bandwagon.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't no problem with it if you using it for your hooks and shit. But you pull a fucking Ron Brown and you sing the whole goddamn song, man, you sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, you want to start. I mean,
Busta
Rhymes. You got to go where the money is, man. But me, personally, my nigga, I like that nigga dude, dog, because that nigga be talking some real shit to me, dog.
Yeah. He got some more music. He said he let me hear another little, a more like a club banger that he got. You know what I'm saying? He got some more shit, though. But what I told him, man, I said, you got to stick to what's you, though. If that I'm from the city is what's making you bang and what's popping right now, you stick with that shit, dog, until a bitch say, man, what the fuck else you got?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You make a motherfucker request your next hit. But up until then, nigga, if you call this bitch 30 days straight, and you want to hear that motherfucker out front of the city, nigga, we going to play that bitch 30 days motherfucking straight. Until you be like, well, damn, that nigga ain't got nothing else. And then I'm going to step to him like, damn, you ain't got nothing else. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then you going to have something else. Like, get y'all talking ass out the motherfucking road. Oh, punk ass fucking vice. Oh, bitch ass nigga. My bad. Yeah, y'all know I'm DJ FTP when it comes to the police. Fuck the police, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe none of that behind the badge bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Fuck
yeah,
green,
right.
Blue, any other color. If you in that motherfucking uniform, nigga, I don't see you. At all. I do not see you. But I do see that motherfucking taser when y'all bitches pull that shit out. Because these motherfuckers are going to say, y'all hear about the damn 10-year-old girl that got taser?
Nah.
Man, this ain't happening here, though. Yeah, man, they done tased this damn 10-year-old girl from school and shit. Talking about the officer came to take her to the detention center, and she kept acting out. Yeah, he tased her ass in the police car. Tased the shit out of her. 10-year-old girl.
Damn.
Man, y'all ever hit with that taser, man, listen. You want to get sprayed with motherfucking pepper spray 30 times before you get hit with that goddamn taser once. Matter of fact, multiply sticking your goddamn, if you ever stuck a belt buckle into a motherfucking socket, like most dumbass little kids have done, as myself has done, and, feeling them motherfucking bolts come out that goddamn wall socket, shit, nigga, I was a light bulb for a minute, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Mm-hmm. But that ain't nothing, man, no, I don't fuck with the police. When they pull that taser gun out, I'll be like, man, pull your pistol out, nigga, just shoot me in the ass. Because all that other shit, pissing on myself and about to damn this shit on myself, that's what you're going to do. That's a bowel-dropping movement, fuck around with the taser. That shit there will make you piss on yourself. I don't fuck with that shit. Hell no. Nah, man. Well, yeah, but look out for, you know, Deuce, he coming up this weekend, man, this Friday, you know what I'm saying? And what I do on Friday, though, I do featured artist Friday, you know what I'm saying? So you know anybody, man, you got some homeboys or something that's trying to get an interview on, you know, you see how we do it here. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is tell them, call in, but they got to send me their info, you know what I'm saying? Email me the track, you know, smellybtr@live.com, smellybtr@live.com, and you already see how, you know what I'm saying, I do my thing, so. You know, it's nothing. And the shit gets sent. Matter of fact, Goofy, you got Deuce track, didn't you?
Oh, sorry, man. I'm doing some shit. What's up?
Oh, you over there smoking that shit. I'm trying to get...
No. I'm over here trying to make some tracks and shit.
I'm here
for support, brother. I didn't take over. I'm just here for support, brother.
I appreciate it. No, I'm just saying, did I send you the Deuce track?
No, you never did. You said you were, but you never did. But shit, I'm on.
All right. Oh, I got you today. As soon as I get to the plug, I'm going to email that over to you. But yeah, all right, we're doing it here, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to get this music all the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, through myself right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, all the way up to San Jose, California, my dog Goofy Bone. And then we send that shit all the way over to the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, to my homeboy, Teddy J. You know what I'm saying? Because we do mainly in the daytime, and then my homeboy in Texas, he do the evening shows. So he do a show like 8 in the evening, and then he do a show like late night, like 2 in the motherfucking morning and shit. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's his number? You got a show?
Yeah, for that show? I'm going to give you a Goofy Bone number. Matter of fact, this is the San Jose, California number. You know what I'm saying? It's 347. He got two different shows, so it's 347-324-5265. Or if you happen to be up, just put late night next to this number, because if you happen to be up like 2 in the morning, you know what I'm saying, you can call and request Deuce again, goddamn it, at 2 in the motherfucking morning. If you happen to motherfucking be up.
Wait a minute. No. The 347.
Hey, it's 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, brother.
No, it's not. It's 12 p.m. No, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2 a.m. It's 12 to 2.
Oh. I was about to. Yeah, I am steering you on there. My bad. Yeah.
Okay. It's 12 to 2. So.
Well, 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. in the morning. And then Saturday day is 2 a.m. to 4 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. Y'all do the back to back. Yeah, so if you happen to be at that late, man, and then that late night number is 646. It's, what? 595?
It's six. The late night is 646-595-4136.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I had it right.
Okay.
That's the late night number. So you can call, you know what I'm saying? Like after
Monday
show,
through Friday at 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. midnight. That's when I have the show, Monday through Friday. And then I have the morning show, which is on 2 p.m. on your time to 4, and that's the 347-326-5265 number.
Okay, thanks.
It's 324-8-326. It's 324-5265. All right, anyway. Hey, man, go ahead and because I'm almost to my destination, girl. You cut me off mighty close, you bad driving ass.
What's that? What was that? Silver Fox, you said?
That one,
Grave
Fox.
That
Grave Fox.
Okay. Yeah, that's that Dead Dollar Records. You know what I'm saying? Featuring Grave Fox. You know what I'm saying? This little slow.
You gotta send me that track too.
I got to find that track though. I don't know how the hell I uploaded it, and I gotta find their damn music. But I got you. I got you.
Hey, it's not even up on here. What, they deleted it?
No, look for Dead Dollar.
Oh, Dead Dog?
Yeah,
oh,
Dead Dollar
right.
Records. That is great.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
It's great, Fox, y'all.
This is another Dead
Dollar
Dead Dollar Records.
production. Great Fox.
Yeah, I guess we're back. Hello? Well, yeah. That was Dead Dollar Records, everybody, and that was by Great Fox.
Man, shit on me.
Hey, Groovy Bone.
What's up, homeboy?
I'm out here with my homeboy Chef Ray, man. Chef Ray is the hood's best chef, you know what I'm saying? For 813. And I just passed by him, you know what I'm saying? Just passed by him, stopped to holler at him, see what's up, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Chef?
Ain't nothing to it, man.
Now, y'all,
what's poppin', Chef?
What's up, man? What's poppin'? What's crackin' lagging?
Hey, how you doing, homeboy? I'm from San Jose, California. And I'm just up on here helping my homeboy show because he out on the road doing what he do. But, you know, I just want to say what's up.
He always got something going on. That's a sign of one of them good niggas.
Hey, man, but I'm telling you right now, I'm stacking my chips, so we going to meet one day, brother. I'm going to head to Tampa.
Hey. Yeah, we going to do that. We definitely going to do that.
You're going to meet the realest Mexican you could possibly ever meet. And I don't know if DJ Smells So Good will verify that, but shit, I'll put that with cash.
I don't certify them faggot-ass niggas talking about me. I certify that nigga, dog. Fuck that. That nigga's a real nigga. He speaks for himself.
Once you get to meet me, shit, that'll certify me for itself.
That's what's up.
Me fucking with you if you wasn't tight. I already feel that from his end.
I know that.
Real record.
Well, shout out to the chef because, you know, we always got to get some motherfucking good food. I'll tell you that for damn show.
You ain't never lying. Make sure there ain't too many shots, because I know they hot, baby.
Hey, man, what you cooking today?
I don't know, man. It looked like I might do something light, because I got a house full of little ones running after me with my name. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
I like
man. That's what's up.
He a cookie king, though, bro. He makes some motherfucking cookies from scratch. Nigga, please.
And I make some everything from scratch. With the recipe, I could make a nigga from scratch. Believe it or not.
What's up? That's what's up.
We're making niggas in the gonna be next year's catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah!
Look to the back page.
We making real niggas with a nice little recipe.
You know what I'm saying? with a side of sauteed duck. You know what I'm
hell
saying?
Hell yeah!
Niggas on the map. But yeah, Chef, I'm gonna get down to the road, man. Get down.
I gotta holler at you, man.
Yeah,
before I go back to the crib.
All right.
It'll definitely get before about 3.
Oh yeah. I have. No, the first $10 I'm smoking. Yeah, I already know. All right, that's how we do it, man, live. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this live remote through the hood, man. See if we can run into, you know what I'm saying? See who's out and about. Yeah, now the trade folk. You know what I'm saying? I got my own boy, San Jose, in the building. Holding it down for the Starship Smelly Pride. And that's what we do. Gonna be on Tiny Chat, too, people. Don't forget. But I'm keeping it real, man. Showing y'all my hood. I do.
That's what's up.
What's going on in San Jose?
I woke up feeling like a winner today. My motherfucking Sharks whooped ass on Friday and on Saturday. And motherfucking the Raiders won yesterday. So shit, I woke up feeling like $1 million today, brother.
Yeah,
I could care less if it's going to be raining because it's cold as hell outside. It's probably about 50 degrees. But we got the sun beaming on us, so shit. California, anything can happen, people. Anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, go ahead and play some motherfucking handling beers, man, because that's what we doing anyway. Shit, y'all handling beers. We handling beers. Y'all already know.
All right, here we go, everybody. This is me, Goofy Bone, and my homeboy, Bruce Bruce. A Straight Loaf Records. Where you got today? And a Goofy Bone?
Yeah, say Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce.
DJ smells so good, needs to get his shit fucking.
Brother, all that organized, that's for real radio. That's for real radio, nigga. This is uncut, uncensored radio shit.
Now, you know what? We're going to play a classic right here. We got to play a classic.
Not for the Mill Gate Walking, man.
This is a classic. Goofy Bone, Bruce Bruce, and LBX.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, while you frowning, put on a smile. Let me see them cheeks like you posing for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the shine like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of blunts. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Burst to death, all day is a must. San Jose living, got your board clean cut. I like you when the apple bottle tug your butt. When you moving up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you, if you're down to please me. Freaky things, anything. The club's out of two, you should come home with me.
Come home with me.
Just to see what's up. Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsor drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Not big kid with a nice little slang.
I'm from the evil.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charge to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. Walk me in my hood, straight to the room, yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Looking so hot, I read you like a book just to get to your pot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that song, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stepping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Guy singing on the hook, he sounded pretty cool.
Oh man, I'm in the motherfucking soul. And
oh man,
wow.
Where is the Four Locos?
They don't even sell them in this store. Y'all don't got no Four Locos, do you? Man, come on, man. Damn. Damn. Shit. That nigga smell like spoiled ass. Woo. Damn. Nigga, I done broke the law. I had to run about the store with an open beer in my hand. The nigga smell so fucking bad at the register, man.
That don't even make no sense. That nigga smell like spoiled trash. Hot.
How the hell can he smell like that?
God damn. Now I'm in the goddamn stove about to get me a fucking bill. This nigga in the damn stove. I mean, he's stinking up the whole goddamn little stove.
Jesus.
God damn. Wash your fucking ass, dog. You know, motherfuckers, you ever smell a motherfucker who ain't let their goddamn jeans dry all the way and shit? And they want to bring their musty ass, you know what I'm saying? And when that shit, that's what he smell like. He smell like he ain't let his nothing dry on his body, and he just walked out soaking fucking wet. Wet down
like a dirty. Smell like a dirty ass wetback. I hadn't taken a shower in about 3 weeks. Fuck.
I had to get the fuck. I just threw the change. I don't even know if it was too much. I just threw everything in my motherfucking pocket on the counter, took my shit, and walked out. Fuck that shit. Echo and $5 worth of change up that motherfucker. She would have kept every bit of that shit. Straight up. Cause, damn.
That's terrible.
All right, people. Look, y'all have to wash your ass. Personal hygiene is a motherfucker. Not washing your goddamn hands as you walk out the bathroom and wiping your ass. That is nasty, people. Wash your motherfucking hands. Hygiene. Personal hygiene is the key to motherfucking survival, man. Shit. What the hell going on? But that shit there, I can't survive off of. I almost died. You know, I didn't know I'm going to get you something and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was in labor 32 hours. I almost died. Straight folk. Gotta get this shit on and popping. Let me set this motherfucker up real quick. We show off the motherfucking meat rack. Put this damn tiny chat up.
I got a fan. I got a fan. Their email name is Anal Tongue. Oh my god. Oh my god, this is crazy.
Hell no. You said somebody emailed you that?
No, that's their email address.
Analtongue
at hotmail.com.
Analtongue. Right. Right.
I'll
be sending you some messages.
It just says, Dear Goofy Bone, we enjoy your show. We are from Connecticut. Much love.
Okay.
That's it.
Out to the connect. Connect to the Co-Network. Yeah, I went down to the Classic, though, and I did a live remote out there from the Classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm out there at the motherfucking Howard Johnson and shit, and then mama looking at me like, the fuck you doing? Because I done pulled the cam out and shit. You know, I got the cam out on top of the car, now I'm looking like the police and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm fucking around, and I ran in like, half the fucking neighborhood down there and shit. Bitches done came by me. Spell, what's up, Spell? What the fuck are you niggas doing down here? The whole fucking hood. I'm like, look at this shit. Trying to get away from the hood to make some goddamn some money. Y'all the same motherfucking one I'm trying to get the fuck away from. Shit.
What the hell y'all doing here? You know what I'm saying?
What the hell going on? Shout out to the Florida Classic. But that shit there, man, it was just, when I pulled up to the major strip where everybody was at. I mean, when I pulled up to the light, just getting into Orlando, nigga, a police on bicycle rolled up to my window, looked right in my window. Now, I was smoking all the way up to that motherfucker, but I just, you know what I'm saying, I knew, you know, when big events, them motherfuckers be out on skateboards, damn near. And they ain't trying to have it. So them bitches out on foot, bicycle, horseback, motorcycle, cars, and they had undercover police vehicles riding up and down the strip.
Shit.
How the fuck can you have fun in that? You know what I'm saying?
And that's Orlando?
That was for the Florida Classic. That was for this weekend. You know what I'm saying? That was they have every year college, two black colleges, FAMU and Bethune-Cookman College, they have this, you know what I'm saying, the Florida Classic. It's just them two. And then what they do, you know what I'm saying, the highlight of it, they at halftime, they do the Battle of the Bands. You know what I'm saying? Where the, both of the two schools' bands, you know, compete and shit. That's really the whole basis of it. Not even the football game. But, you know, I think Fan 1 this year smashed them. So, like, something to zip, 35 to zip or something. But that ain't even, bitch, you at least come out to score. God damn. What kind of shit is that? Y'all motherfuckers just showed up to be in uniform and shit. No, we ain't playing today. We just in uniform. So, hey, I stayed out there for a couple of minutes, though, man. I stayed there about 2 hours. I did the show, you know what I'm saying, for an hour. And then, shit, about 20 minutes after that, I got the fuck up out of there. Because all I had was my blunts and shit that I was down there to sell. And I left my license. So I couldn't really comfortably do shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck that. And I'm a strip type nigga. I just hit the strip, bam, I'm grinding. But not up there. Shit, no. I see a nigga get pulled over. He got, I believe it was at least 6 tickets. I know he had a handful of tickets. The nigga had TVs everywhere. You know, down here it's illegal to ride with the motherfucking TVs on in your car. They ain't going to tell you that until you get your ass down, and they're going to fire the shit out your ass.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
If you come down here, the big thing down here, niggas got TVs all in their cars, right? This dude had TVs on the back headrest, TVs in his visor. He had two TVs in the visor. He had two TVs on the back headrest. He had a TV hanging down, like a 13-inch TV hanging down from the ceiling. You know what I'm saying? All this in his car and shit. And he had the windows down, clowning and shit. Man, they pulled that nigga over. I mean, when they do you down here, they do you real dirty. They pull you out. You think you're going to be arrested. They take it all the way to the mac of putting your hands behind your back just to search you. That's how they do you. They don't put you under arrest, but they put your hands behind your back, hold your wrist together, and then pat your ass down from all the way to the inside your motherfucking shoes. And then that's when they let, you know what I'm saying, they let up on it. Yeah. That's straight up.
That's some gay ass shit, but fuck it. That's the police, people.
Yeah.
And them's the real.
Yeah. So that's how that went.
So you telling me, okay, I got it. I mean, I just got, you know, my navigation system, and I put in the DVD, and boom, you know, the video will show. You telling me if I have that bumping? Because I like to bump Batman when I'm driving around. You telling me if I have that bumping, they get a motherfucking, give me a ticket?
That's illegal. It's illegal, brother. Have any TVs on in your car, period. It's illegal. While you driving.
Jesus.
All right, look, I got to have a quick conversation, man. Play a song for me. It don't matter any song.
You got it. Here we go, people.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good, and she don't give a fuck, cause I'm in that jug. I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The majority got the expectation. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindset, I am not considering. If you like whack rap, that's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most deaf's biz. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. It's a year 09, and cats is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Who's minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive pill, that's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too. And if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Then you'll like it.
I just said that, dude.
My friend is free.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. A conscious rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dumb and take it serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a group, you gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Shocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you let me rhyme. Like a loose nigga, feel like a mad figure. But what happened to the lyrics when the meaning with it? Black rappers who yak, it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Stop thinking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to hear original. Nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
You ready, Smell?
Yeah, I'm getting up in here. Getting up here, rolling on. Getting this thing crack-a-lacky. You know it's time for another news and shit, so I got over there. Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, man, y'all already know that's motherfucking Experience J. Am I saying that right? Yeah, Experience J and Black Rose.
Yeah,
Experience J and Black Rose. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, somebody just got blurred. See, this is going to be the cool thing in the hood, man. I'm going to hook this cam up, show y'all how the motherfucking crackers be harassing us and shit, pulling us over. We're in the middle of the motherfucking afternoon. This dude just got pulled over coming out from the back cutting shit in the hood. Like, you gonna run him? Is he gonna run him? He in a damn little Ford Escort. I know he ain't finna run in a Ford Escort. Niggas do dumb ass shit down here, boy. They run the police with a motherfucking Yugo and shit. Like, fuck the whole class of run out of gas and shit. You stupid motherfucker. Yeah, run y'all motherfucker. Get it, dog. Hit it. This is your friends fucking you up instantly. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, man. Fuck that shit, dog. Run them crackers. Little do your friends know, bitch, when are you go, nigga? The damn top speed is 50. I mean, 45, really? Shit. What the fuck you gonna do? This shit crazy. Shit killed me by the police down here, too. When they pull your ass over, they just block off the goddamn road. You know what I'm saying? They don't even be all in the street with it. They be in the streets with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, get the fuck out of the road, man. They can't even pass by and do nothing. What you about to get into? You about to roll or something?
No, I'm just chilling, you know, just hanging up in the motherfucking cuts. I'm just, you know, ready for you to take over, you know what I mean, homeboy?
Where all that Bruce at?
Shit, I haven't talked to that motherfucker all weekend. You know, he's just like his brother, you know, he's starting to pull off a little bit, but we got an event we got to do on the 29th or the 28th? I think the 28th. We got to do something, so I had to go check his ass the other day and motherfucking say, hey, motherfucker, we got some shit we got to take care of. Oh, yeah, you know, all that other bullshit, but anyways, fuck it.
All right, here we go. I'm live. Let me beam somebody up in this bitch real quick.
Oh, are you live? All right, handle your business.
Beam somebody up in this motherfucker real quick. Because y'all already know this is Starship Smeller Prize, bitches. We out in space now, goddammit. Shit. Goddammit, shooting cyber sperm over everybody, over the whole goddamn United States. Fucking right. Skeet. Hey, Triple Ones, you up in the motherfucking atmosphere. What's happening? Okay, well, damn, Triple One, how the fuck you going to wait till I come on and hang up? All right. You too, nigga. Shit. Get this motherfucking chat room on and popping. The bridge is up, people, if y'all want to fly in, chill out on the bridge, smoke one, tote one. Bridge is open. So, in the sky, ain't been back around? I mean, out the sky, he ain't been back around?
We have not seen him.
Damn. Fucking out the sky.
And I'm talking about we have not seen him to where he's not even in San Jose anymore. He is gone.
What?
Yeah. That's what we're talking about, people.
What the? And he ran off with the Chewbacca bitch?
Nah, he supposedly dumped that broad for a little cute Asian chick, but I haven't even seen pictures, so I really don't know.
Oh. Oh, shit.
But, you
that
know,
sounds like some bullshit.
Yeah, I know. So he's the MIA right now, but hey, if we ain't looking, there ain't really a search party, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, brother.
Hell nah. All right, y'all know what time it is, man. My dog Captain Bone has been holding it down. It's your boy, the motherfucking DJ Smells of Grime. I'm on the motherfucking star. Soon. We got to start this motherfucker off right. Let's get this goddamn funky music started. All right, because this is the Nutty News of the Day, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Provided to you by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Where all your nutty news can be heard. Yeah. All the way around the world. You know what I'm saying? From the 813. All the way beyond, man. Because this is how we do it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, it'll get to my shit. I'm motherfucking nutty news. Oh. Y'all need this as your ringtone, please hit me up. You know what I'm saying? I can't seem to see you. As a ringtone. Yeah. Bitch had nerve to ask me when I came back from motherfucking Las Vegas.
What?
Did you bring me a monkey?
What happened?
I ain't no fucking monkeys from no goddamn Las Vegas. How the bitch asked me? I mean, I bring them fucking monkeys from Las Vegas. Bitch, I ain't bring no monkeys. What kind of shit is that? Anyway, I'll go ahead and get my porn music started, y'all. Devin Does Dallas porn music. Go to DevilDoesDallas.com and download your latest porn music. That site is there. Please let me know. Oh, there we go. All right, y'all. We finna take this thing on, man. Y'all ain't know where we started off at. Motherfucker, shouts out to the Boogie Down Bronx. You know what I'm saying? Cause we up in Brooklyn, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Cream Dot, Ralph White. You know what I'm saying? Miss Sweet D Love. All up in the NY area, man. But,
and my homeboy Urban Miracles. My homeboy Urban Miracles.
Oh, yeah. Urban Miracles out there. Shots out. So, this is where Vet sues over Big Mac attack. Dog shit. Yeah, Vet. I thought they were talking about the dog type. A decorated disabled Iraqi war veteran is slapping McDonald's with a $10 million lawsuit, claiming he was pummeled by employees at a Brooklyn franchise when he tried to bring his service dog into the restaurant. Retired Army Captain Louis Montalban, 36, charges that workers at the eatery on 52nd Street and 5th Avenue in Sunset Park pounded him with plastic garbage can lids, leaving him with neck and back injuries. Damn. Montalban, who suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain surgery, uses his golden retriever Tuesday to keep him calm. Damn. Y'all fuck with a war veteran if you want to. That motherfucker come back and spray the whole goddamn setup. And I'll be like, what happened? All right. Crazy motherfuckers. Anyway, let's go to Old Town where I just came from. Shouts out to the Florida Classic. Yeah, where a bagel cart prevents an armed robbery. I doubt that, because the way them fuck-ass police be so heavy, shit. Use a fucking ignorant motherfucker to be trying to steal anything in Orlando. But anyways, a bagel cart prevented two armed suspects from robbing an Einstein Brothers bagel in College Park this morning. Orlando police reports two suspects in hooded sweatshirts, masks, and armed with a shotgun walked into the eatery at 2817 Edgewater Drive around 5:37 a.m. Sergeant Barbara Jones, man, who the fuck cares, said the men tried to rob the restaurant, but one of the employees pushed a bagel cart at the suspects and they fled. Is that the gayest motherfucking sounding crooks that you ever heard of? You sisters must have been wearing pink pants, a pink fucking sweatshirt, and some pink pants. And that's some pussy shit. You know, man, I would have shot the shit out of bitch. I'm coming in there with a shotgun. I'm already ready to go, you know what I'm saying, take it to the dope. If you commit a robbery with a firearm, that's 10 years. You looking at 10 years on top. Go ahead and do something. Shoot that motherfucker or something. Don't go in there and just now you finna just get 10 years on some humbug shit. You know, don't do that. You got to run out of gas? Throw an ass out of the motherfucking room. That white folks out here look tripping and shit. All right, let me hook up Tiny Chat, people, so we can get my fucking cam going on. Y'all can see the hood. And we're going to take this thing to Calabasas, California. Yeah, what the hell is that at?
You asking the wrong motherfucker. I don't know.
Oh, that's down in Southern California. Oh, okay. Well, we're down in Calabasas, California, where authorities say a 12-year-old boy assaulted by a group of middle school classmates in Southern California may have been targeted after an internet posting urged students to beat up redheads. Yeah, Los Angeles County Sheriff's Lieutenant Richardson Erickson says the boy who was redheaded was kicked and hit in two incidents at his school, and as many as 14 students participated in the attacks.
Damn.
That's your ass whooped for being a redhead. Ain't that a bitch? Well, hey, now you feeling reverse racism. what's happening? All right. On the motherfucking block, you know what I'm saying? Got people coming through, you know what I'm saying? That's the hood. Going to get their daily libations, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here with my quote. My natty ice, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we drinking in the hood, people. Early? Yes, we are. You can go ahead and get this Tiny Chat shit popping, too. Hold on. Get my motherfucking news on. It's a little slow, man. What the hell been up with Blog Talk Radio? Where everybody at, man? Motherfuckers be hanging on incognito and shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me start making no phone calls around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Don't make me start making no phone calls. Because the shit ain't even funny. You know what I'm saying? The shit ain't funny. Laughing and shit. Yeah. All right, y'all, let's take this to, hold on. First of all, let me take this bitch back to my goddamn porn music. Where the fuck did my porn music go? Timmy! Oh, thought Timmy done fucked with the switch. All right. He ain't fucked with it, y'all. Gonna have to get off in his ass like a G-string.
Oh, my God, last night. Hold on. Last night on the show, we did some affirmative action. We were calling Craigslist hookers to see if they would fuck guys in wheelchairs.
We went
2 for 5. So, I mean, shout out to those ones that are willing. But the other ones, y'all about to get sued by affirmative action for not fucking men in wheelchairs.
could have had me on that motherfucker. I would be like, listen, and nothing works below. I just want to hire you to come and play with it just for old time's sake. Yeah, can you do that? It's knocking around. It hasn't been used in like 10 years. Just knocking around and woo, that's all I need, yeah. And can't feel nothing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that would have been too funny. There's a Lieutenant Dan. I'm looking for some service. Yeah, I'm a post-war veteran off the bubblegum shrimp boat. I just came back from my tour. I'm looking for a little party. Damn, shout out to Craigslist. Shout out to MaximumRealityRadio.com, where actually I just can't do no two ways, because if I could do some two ways, I would call these that damn chicks live. You know what I'm saying? But nobody can't hear them over the phone and shit. But there's some numbers on there where these dudes, you know how people post their personal ads and shit. Well, chicks done posted their personal ads. Dudes done responded to the ads. And the women that's assholes, oh yeah, y'all get put on blast on the radio, on the website with all your profile pictures, your entire profile. And at the bottom, he leaves a long, lengthy comment about each and every woman and leave their motherfucking phone number at the end of it. Ah, damn. He going in. So we got some phone numbers to call now. You know what I'm saying? Be at the house one day. So call some of these girls up. You know what I'm saying? These are off the Craigslist hoes. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see what they're working with. But, yeah, shout out to the Craigslist hoes out there. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. Shout out to Miss Tasha Triple X, too. She up in Toronto, Canada, I believe, still. She might have flew the fuck off somewhere else. But, yeah, we're going to Australia, y'all, where a kangaroo tries to drown man, I guess, and dog, okay? I don't know what the fuck. An Australian man was almost drowned by a kangaroo after he dived into his farm dam to save his pet dog. Okay? That's a motherfucking idiot, man. Chris Rickard, 49, of Arthur's Creek, is being assessed by Austin Hospital surgeons after being mauled by the nearly 5-foot roo, which is a fucking kangaroo. He only managed to end the attack when he elbowed the kangaroo in the throat as it tried to hold him underwater. By then, he had already suffered a deep gash across his abdomen as the kangaroo tried to disembowel him with his hind legs, as well as a deep gash across his forehead and further cuts and scratches across his chest. God damn! You get your ass whooped by a marsupial. That is some shit, y'all. Y'all ever seen the Acme cartoons where he got the kangaroo and then with the fucking Tom and Jerry? That's what it is, fucking Tom and Jerry. Where he mistook the motherfucking Tom and Jerry for an actual baby kangaroo. And then Jerry brought his dumb ass around there, or was it Tom? I don't know which one of them the fuck one either. And got his ass kicked by the goddamn, by the baby kangaroo. And them bitches will kill you, people. You get kicked by a motherfucking kangaroo, that motherfucker is just blessed to be alive, because, you know, you get kicked by that shit, your ass going down. Anyway, let's kick some old music up, you know what I'm saying? This is taboo porn music, you know what I'm saying? Go to taboo.com and find some porn music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I guess. All right, we're going to Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi. Hey, ain't that where Life was filmed at? Yeah, welcome to Jackson, Mississippi. Where FBI wants help in killings, many suspects are dead. Damn. Over the last 3 years, the FBI scoured faded documents, interviewed aging lawmen, and tracked down witnesses from killings that occurred decades ago, many of them involving white police officers who shot black men or teenagers. Now, the agency is at a dead end in the search for relatives in at least 33 civil rights era cases, and the FBI needs the public's help. Agents are appealing for relatives of the victims to come forward. But the latest challenge in a 3-year-old effort to right historical wrongs, you know what I'm saying, which you can't, but the FBI said those identified as suspects in nearly half of the homicides are now dead. federal officials have also determined about 20 cases were not racially motivated homicides. Man, what the fuck ever, man? Congress been killing niggas since the beginning of motherfucking time. There ain't no justification, but it ain't no motherfucking get back. You can't apologize for the shit. You just gonna have to live and let die, you know what I'm saying? Live and let go. Let the Lord be the judge, you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Fuck you and your 40 acres and a mule and all that old gay-ass bullshit you motherfuckers out there. Anyway, for all you mothers out there who can't have kids, be proud that this bitch here in the UK says she's going to keep having babies until she has twins. Yeah, no, ma'am. A mother expecting her 14th child has vowed to keep having children until she has twins. Sarah Foss, 39, already picks up 50,000 pounds in benefits every year. She said, all I ever wanted was twins or triplets. It's my biggest wish, and I'm going to keep trying until I do it. It would be fantastic. In fact, I won't stop trying until I've done it. I love having babies. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Miss Foss of Derby was 16 when she had her first baby, Patrick, in 1986, and she has almost averaged one birth a year since. Damn, she a fucking ass, boy. She's fucking her ass off, but she's our little mama, though. She's a milf, people. Yeah, that's probably fucking why she was pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Because she's, yeah, she's looking pretty hot. Looking pretty hot. Mm-hmm. All right, what the hell is all this? 36 rolls of toilet paper. So the first hangover in 5 years after throwing $3 million. God damn. He did himself with his first hangover in 5 years after throwing a $3 million 40th birthday for birthday bash. Damn. All right, I'll read y'all some headlines. Female today. In a second, I might read some shit like that. Anyway, let's go on back and finish this shit on out. Well, where we at? We in the Everglades? We back in Florida? Oh, shit. I got to play some country music for this shit. You know what I'm saying? Get some country music playing, y'all. Y'all alone. Because anything that's got to do with Florida, yeah, you already know. Oh, matter of fact, hold on. Where the president's at? I got some beats. I forgot. He sent me some beats. Beats provided by, what the hell is it? The president's? Yeah, this is called Drama. Let me go ahead and play that. He sent me a bunch of beats and shit, so I forgot I need to start using these motherfuckers. Got them on here and shit. Media group's in-house production team, yeah. There we go. Crank this thing on up for the news. You know what I'm saying? Honey, dear in the Everglades, people, this is how we doing it. Yeah, we live in Florida, y'all. Check this shit on out, huh? All right. Going out on his own to hunt deer in the heart of the Everglades where he'd never been before was the dumbest thing he could have done. Jamie Marsh said, Marsh, area of North Fort Myers, recounted his fight for survival during 4 days he was lost in the swamp before he was rescued and hospitalized. During that time, Marsh lost most of his clothes except his underwear, plus his shotgun, cell phone, and other belongings in the Big Cypress National Preserve. His knee was thrown out of joint, slogging his way through muck. He subsisted by eating raw catfish, bullfrogs, and sips of spring water before being found by a bloodhound named Max and his handlers. Bitch! Please, you got a fucking cell phone. What the hell? You got a goddamn mobile GPS device that you're walking around with. What the fuck is that all about? www.presby.com. Anyway, shout out to motherfucking players, you know what I'm saying, for that short ass beat. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, though. Let me hook this old tiny chat shit up real quick, man. Hold on. Y'all think a nigga out in the hood? We out in the hood. They got a couple more y'all to, what the hell is that shit? I don't know. Oh, don't know what the fuck. I typed in Tiny Chat shit. It pulled all up some other motherfucking shit. Now, what is this with the titties hanging out? Tierra? Hey, good. Tierra got a titties hanging all out on the Tiny Chat, y'all. All right. But fuck them. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into our own shit. Going to sign into my shit. Y'all want to check us out live, man? We on tinychat.com/WDGE radio. WDGE radio. You know what I'm saying? Going down, repping the game entertainment radio. And, yeah, go ahead and log. I thought I was logging in. What the hell am I logging in for? Yeah, hold on, man. Let me try this shit right. Okay. Huh. All right, well, I have to figure out what the fuck going on with Tiny Chat in just a second, y'all. As a matter of fact, let me figure out what the fuck going on. I'm going to come back reading some more news, man. This is the Enterprise, you know what I'm saying, money to get right here live. That shit smell of pies. Live from Trey Bolton.
Enterprise.
Come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Shit, nigga feel right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay. That's gonna be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance?
You know what my mama is? I don't show you no ass unless it's for cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Money.
Damn, little mama can't leave you alone.
You knew. All right, y'all, check this out. We live on the motherfucking tiny chat. Got some shit hooked up, you know what I'm saying? Showing y'all the hood, you know what I'm saying, where it's all good, you know what I'm saying? What's going down? We out here live on Trey Folk. Doing what it does for sure. All right, Bobby. And let me see if I can get some other shit hooked up. Y'all hold on. Yeah, they look crazy. Fucking cam upside down and shit. Yeah, I got the cam upside down, you know what I'm saying? Y'all come holler at me live. That's what we're doing. Shout out to 186 Point Dudes. Don't forget, right after this show, we take it over to San Jose, California. Yeah. Doing it real big, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, make sure y'all come through and check that out. It's going to be a hot show, you know what I'm saying? Talking about a lot, discussing a lot of things. And, you know, it's how we do it. All artists, if y'all looking for more online exposure, man, go to Maximum Reality. Maximum Reality Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hit up the brother, the Dre D Show, you know what I'm saying? And he holds it down real big, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can hit the request lines at 813-398-2452. And all artists out there trying to get your music played on his radio station, you need to have clean music, must be edited. And you can send that to AKDRE1503@yahoo.com. That's AKDRE 1503@yahoo.com. You can hit him up on the MySpace at myspace.com/DREU23. He is the CEO of the Dre D Show. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big, so you check him out. What the fuck happened to my broadcast? Oh, here we go. Now I'm live, bitches. Upside down on you hoes. You know what I'm saying? Upside down on you hoes. Yeah. What's up, Goofy Ball? You know what I'm saying? You see me? And now we in the hood, people. You know what I'm saying? Ain't really shit too much shit going on right now. But what I think I am going to do is after I set up everything, I'm going to run another show back after Goofy Ball show. We're going to keep this thing popping. You know what I'm saying? On the F-Bomb radio show. You know what I'm saying? Make y'all get more exposure to the hood. Fuck it. We just take the afternoon over, completely over. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, that's how we're going to do. This is how we doing it. We live broadcasting, you know what I'm saying, from the upside down. You know what I'm saying? That's how you do it on Tiny Chat, too. We can get some piff in there, and then we'll get upside down right and shit. All right, let me go ahead and kick this music back on real quick, y'all. Let's get back into this porn music real quick. We can finish this news on out. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all informed for the day. Get y'all prepared and informed. Ready for the day. All right, here we go, people. Go ahead, bring Goofy Bone back on there in case you have anything to say, my brother. You was live doing the news. I believe you're live. Yeah, there we go. All right, y'all, we in motherfucking,
Hey, brother.
Charleston. What's up?
Hey, shout out to you, Upside Down. You know on Tiny Chat.
Yeah, we live. Upside Down, bitches.
How the hell are you upside down?
Oh, I got my cam hung to my visor.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Nah, but you know, it's a setting on your shit where you can flip your shit too. You can make like a mirror effect.
Well, mine is straight upside down. So you seeing everything. The sky up.
I think it's because it's
look at I got power. Look at I got power right here.
Yeah, see. Yeah, you got an image flip. See how I'm flipping my image?
You see, I got power right here because I'm like a mythological creature.
Yeah,
you see this? You see the glow? That's power right there.
Yeah, man.
That's the bullshit, bitches. What's up,
dude? Nah, you can flip your shit side to side, nigga. I'm over here, nigga. Where I'm at?
Well, I don't got all that fuck. Oh. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Low light, turn the light up. You know what I'm saying? Well, I ain't in no low light right now. Zoom, this shit all kind of shit. I'm outdoors, so. See what the indoor do. Oh, nah, indoor look real fucked up. You got extra lighting. But see, all this shit is through Tiny Chat. You know what I'm saying? I mean, not through Tiny Chat, through the minicam.com. So that's all the extra effects that they add to your webcam and shit. Most people, most motherfuckers, when you go in their room, though, they don't like you having that shit on. I'm like, you old ass bitches, fuck y'all. What kind of shit is that? When you go in other people's room and you got all the effects and shit.
Oh, yeah. They get all mad.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck you beta ass bitches. You motherfuckers still in beta and shit. It's all good. I'm finished laughing, y'all.
Hey, well, homeboy, I gotta get ready for the show, man. So I'm gonna be here.
Oh yeah, you can be on a Tiny Chat. This is all good. That's how we stay linked up, people. Even if you ain't on the show, you know what I'm saying. Y'all can chill out with us on tinychat.com. You know what I'm saying. /WDGE Radio. Right now, it say a whole bunch of other shit though. I don't know why the fuck it did that, but it's on there. Look up. I'm there. We're going to Charleston, West Virginia, y'all. With Trash Cruz. Trash crew picks up couple's brand new dryer. The fuck was it doing outside? The city of Charleston is considering reimbursing a Kanawha city couple for refuse crews hauling away a brand new Maytag dryer that was sitting next to the couple's home, about 70 feet from the nearest trash bin. Matthew Harrison said his mother had just purchased him and his wife a dryer, which matched the couple's new washing machine. The Harrisons called the city and asked for their old washing machine to be hauled away. But as luck would have it, the crew showed up on the same day the Harrisons brought their new dryer home. And Matthew said he had just uploaded the new dryer from the truck and then went looking for someone to help him carry the machine into the basement. Yeah, but when it came back, both the new dryer and the old washer were nowhere to be found.
Damn.
bitch, Maytag people is running you like five. That's like a $500-$600 motherfucking $500-$600 dryer and shit. That ain't no cheap shit. So, yeah, bitch, I need my reimbursement. Fuck the bullshit. I need my motherfucking money back. I need me another motherfucking dryer. Shit. All right, before I crank it moving back up, you know what I'm saying? We're going to New Orleans, Belgium, y'all. I told you, I'd be all the way around the motherfucking world. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Zolder, Belgium. You know what I'm saying? Let me take me a quick sip, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my sponsors for the day. Upside Down Natty Ice. You know what I'm saying? Can you see that? Shout out to the Upside Down Natty Ice, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going now. Let me let y'all see the hood real quick. Show y'all some pictures of the hood. Right, we rolling out here. You know what I'm saying? I think I get a good clip on that. Let's see if I can get a... I need a good clip off area. I can't find shit to clip on to. Ah, this motherfucker. I can't do this sideways. This is some bullshit. I ain't got nothing to clip off of. Goddamn... Show everybody something. Hold on, man. She got what I can clip off to. Shit. Run that bitch around here. And clip it. Come on, man. I'm trying to figure out what I can clip this motherfucker to. Alright, well, until I find out a place to clip the bitch, fuck it. I ain't got no way to clip it yet. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to clip the bitch up in just a second. Let me get this shit right. We're going to Belgium, where a man thought by doctors to be in a vegetative state for 23 years was actually conscious the whole time it was revealed. Yeah. Student Rom Huben was misdiagnosed after a car crash left him totally paralyzed. He had no way of letting experts, family, or friends know he could hear every word they said. I screamed, but there was nothing to hear, said Mr. Hubert, now 46. Doctors use a range of coma tests recognized worldwide before reluctantly concluding that his consciousness was extinct. But 3 years ago, new high-tech scans showed his brain was still functioning almost completely normally. Yeah, that's fucked up. Boy, y'all ass sitting there alive. You like dead alive and shit, people. That's what that's like. You like dead alive and shit. Man. A bitch just forget that you laying there and shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why motherfuckers don't think I'm on the goddamn radio. All right, people. Oh, let me play a fucking song. Hey.
From the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, get the toad, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty.
He's so sick with it. No soldier, no kitten. One of the finest in the city. Bring your elbows, touch your toes, kitty, kitty. Do not disturb a girl, go ahead, finish. Back it up, tool it up, like Hup 1, Hup 2, play action. Sexual attraction, now I'm asking, mama, what's your name, where you from? I'm leaving early, would you love to come and come? She's all about making it come. She's infatuated with the big faces. The smell of the money, you can almost taste it. VIP, smoke heavy, get wasted. Sighting through the club like I might not make it. Hypnotic, Hennessy, chronic. Dog style, rub, burn from hitting it on the floor.
Coming from the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that. Go touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, touch your toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. Like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. Kitty cat, here kitty kitty, here kitty kitty, like here kitty kitty.
get it. Come here, pretty hoe. Yeah, sexy bitch, cause you already know I'm a dog. And a bitch is all y'all. Kept me barking and parking like, bitch, let me get them calls. Hell no, puppy dogs can't bark like this. For real, you know what this is. Big dog shit. And I got just what you need, a big dog bitch. And tell the truth, you know you're supposed to be a big dog bitch. Some motherfucker young dumb color cause they put a bank on ya. I'm rated R, bitch, they can put a rank on ya. Yeah, I bet you will, but still, I'ma show you how to pay your own bills. Make your own meals by using your own skills. Yeah, plus when I bust best dick, you can feel. Yeah, the moderate Marvin Gaye, the sexual hill. Rated R, C, yeah, you can hear us from the real. Yeah, I am. Coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And it's like, woo, woo, coming from the back. All the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. From your head to your toes, girl, you're so cute. Look at that shit, think she finer than you. Suck in your tummy, baby, do what you do. Girl, that bitch ain't a dime like you. So thick, good car, backed up, you the center of attention. Restroom full of them alcoholics pissing. Suckers end up missing. Be the hater to submission, no bullshit. From Valet Park to VIP, I am simply VIMP. Took a spread, pop bottles, and a few G's. Roll up, puff, 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 pass some trees. Every pair of jeans got the sharpest crease. Ass so fat, girl, I see your G-string. Super number one drive kick, join the team. Use the whipped cream. Coming from the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like,
California.
Boom, boom, boom. Coming from the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that. There you go, kitty toes, here, kitty cat. Here, kitty, kitty, here, kitty, kitty. And like, boom, boom. Coming from the back, all the big dogs want a little piece of that.
All right, well, yeah, this is my own boy, motherfucking Chef Ray right here. You know what I'm saying? Groovy Bone, I think you can see him. We out here live in the motherfucking hood, man. We on Trey Folk, you know what I'm saying? We still doing what it do. 186 point motherfucking dude. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's real. That's real.
Real time.
Yeah. Yeah, there ain't no fake shit right there, you know what I'm saying?
I know how computers work, man.
I'm just showing, you know what I'm saying? That's California right there. That's how we link up our shit, you know what I'm saying? You got to hold on 1 second, man. I got to finish reading this damn news and shit.
I'm down.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Feel like I'm about to fucking fall out, man. I'm so goddamn tired.
Oh, okay, there you go. I ain't think you heard me, nigga. Oh, he said shouts out to you.
All right, shouts out to you, dog.
Time it is. Alright, crank this porn music back up. Here we go. Yeah. Damn, porn music. Here we go. Alright, get the porn music back up and popping. Man, it's slow today, boy. Everybody been high now, man. I must be tired from the weekend, which is a good thing. Alright, y'all, let's go back to Florida, man, where the only tropical shit happens here. A motherfucking man who went overboard from a luxury cruise ship is rescued. The kind of shit is that? A Miami Coast Guard helicopter crew rescued a man who went overboard from a luxury cruise ship early Sunday. Ronald Shulman, 62, went overboard the Silver Shadow cruise ship at around 3 a.m. He was found swimming 20 miles south of Government Cut around 7:45 a.m. It is unknown how Shulman, who was traveling alone, went overboard. Yeah, cruise operators noticed Shulman was missing and contacted the Coast Guard. What kind of crazy shit is that? All right, dumb man. Stay off the crack, people, when you're on the goddamn open seas, all right? Crack is not good for you. Yeah. But we're going back down to Orlando. Shots out of Florida, you know what I'm saying? We still got the wacky dumb shit going on. Because Mickey Mouse sues Donald Duck for trademark infringement. What kind of hoe-ass shit is this? Yeah. If it looks like a duck, swims like a duck, and quacks like a duck, it still may not be a duck. Yeah. That's the only conclusion we can draw from seeing that Mickey Mouse has filed a trademark infringement claim against Donald Duck in Florida Southern District Court. Yeah. An actual lawsuit was filed by apparently clever and totally anonymous prankster. Hell no. And this got away with it because it made news. So, anyways, last but not least, people, teen breaks into home for snacks. he's obviously a 17-year-old pothead. We're going to Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Sheboygan. Sheboygan. It's the only right way to say it. Sheboygan. Yeah. It's
Sheboygan.
What the fuck is that? Sheboygan teen has been charged with breaking into a neighbor's house to look for snack food. Yeah, the fat-ass, stupid motherfucking Ronald M. Savalea Jr., who is 17, but is charged as an adult, which you should be, slapping your motherfucking head, with felony attempted burglary. Yeah, the Sheboygan press says the charge carries a maximum prison sentence of 4 years, which he ain't gonna get that, y'all. He might get 2 years probation and shit for that dumbass shit. But anyways, the criminal complaint quotes the teen as saying he smashed the window with a rock, then removed the screen. He says he was looking for a snack food, but didn't find any. And that's the motherfucking Nutty News of the Day, provided you're part by NuttyNewsToday.com. And always remember, don't believe shit I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? Knowledge is power, people. That's real. And, nigga, I don't give a shit about your goddamn tat. What the hell is that? Goddamn Goofy Bone showing us a motherfucking expanded version of Goofy Bone. And, it's all good. Fuck you too, laser dog. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you coming through, though, faggot ass. You know? Let me tell you something, people. You come on my show, leave some whole-ass comments, and you don't call in 347-237-5125 and let a nigga know, you can suck my virtual ass. Really? I don't give a shit. 2 tears in a bucket? Fuck it. Get the hell on off my motherfucking show. And if I would have came in and seen your bitch ass there, I would have booted your ass off forever. You would have never came back on this motherfucker. Hopefully you come on Tiny Chat talking the same shit, though. Oh. Oh, this motherfucker tie in another room. It's for the ladies. What the hell ever? What the shit ever, man? Get the fuck out of here. You know how they say it up in Jersey. Get the fuck out of here. You know. So we only got 16 minutes, y'all, till we get the fuck up out of here. Just let y'all know we live from Trey Folk. You know what I'm saying? We out here on 34th and Chester Street. 813, we in the hood. Y'all make sure y'all look out for the new movie, man. It's about to be coming out in 2010, goddammit. It's June 2010. Y'all look out for the new movie, Sunshine, indie film. It's set for the Independent Movie Festival screen, some shit like that. And that's where it's going to be debuting. Your boy DJ Smells So Good is in that motherfucker, man. Y'all can check me out. I'm the goddamn security guard that's throwing a nigga ass up out of that bitch by his motherfucking britches. You know what I'm saying? Yoking a nigga ass up. I'm also the nigga that's in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? While niggas freestyling, I'm the pump up, you know, the hype man. And then you can catch me in the motherfucking living room, you know what I'm saying, as part of the little dance thing. I'm the nigga that's puffing on a virtual butt. Yeah, you don't see no refill in my hand and shit. But on the video, yeah, when they hit the fog machine, nigga, I was the only one smoking on the goddamn dance floor. I'm out there, dude. You know, blowing the smoke backwards and shit, so it'll look real. You know what I'm saying? You know, wasn't no smoke, but it looked real for the program. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we hold it down. Shouts out to JT Productions. You know what I'm saying? They didn't want to help out in the film. You know what I'm saying? Did it real big. Appreciate that. And everybody else, man, who came through holding down. Two-man army, John New, Odell, you know what I'm saying, was up in there holding down for his people. DeJuan, shouts out to DeJuan. Going down real big. And, you know, don't forget, Club Nouveau, we're going to be up in the building on the 29th, you know what I'm saying, holding it down for the mixtape release party. It's going down real big, man. A lot of artists going to be on there. Shouts out to Body of a Shade with her sex ass. Ooh, that is a kilf, because she's not a mother, so as a chick, I love to fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, a kilf. I got to say it like that. New words, you know how we do it in the make up our own shit. So, what I'm going to do right now, man, don't forget, because I got interviews this Friday coming up, too. You know what I'm saying? I had a nigga Deuce, you know what I'm saying, representing 813. And then I should be having another artist, which I'm actually putting that into working. So there will be two artists this Friday featured for Feature Friday. And
I'm going to be holding down real big, man. You know what I'm saying? All artists hit me up, smellybtrlive.com. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on the MySpace. Don't leave me no fucking messages, though. But MySpace.com/SmellyBTR. And, yeah, we get it in. Shouts out to motherfucker about to get hit on the bicycle. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ass out the road, nigga. And that's what we do. Let me go ahead and let y'all know real quick what y'all riding out with. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X. She's up in Toronto, Canada. You know what I'm saying? Holding down all the Canadians up there. You know what I'm saying? Hey, mate, or whatever the fuck y'all be saying. You know what I'm saying? It just dropped for you like this.
It's time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, DJ Smellgood, the international co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X.
Yeah, that's how we do it right here live, man. Shouts out to Jersey the King, Juton. But I'm going to go take it back, man, to my dog, motherfucking the amazing Judge Dredd. Old school flavor. This is called It's About Time. It's about time for some of you niggas to get y'all motherfucking heads out your ass and get on your grind. Real shit. It's time to come up. All right, right here live, I'm starting to smell the crap.
Come on.
It's about time for me to make a hit. It's about time to start acting like a man again. It's about time for us to come together as a people. It's about time for us.
got the big guys.
Judge Dredd. Right there live. No, 436-7106. Always been the same that I know of. And this is shout out to ATL, you know what I'm saying? It's my homeboy Justice Overall letting all y'all hoes know. We're gonna be fucking tonight, you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, this your boy DJ Smell So Good, man. Check this out, I'm telling you right now, if you ain't getting no pussy, you ain't getting no dick off of this hill, man, your ass is impotent. If you don't know what the fuck that means, then goddamn look it up in the dictionary. I don't let your boy smell so good, man. It's breaking the game in the same. That's how we together.
Hey, cut me up. Your face and your smile make the room sparkle up. Sitting back, looking at you, get naked, fucking up. Mommy, let's take a trip, coasting something big and sail off. Don't worry about him, cause it's sail off. Mommy, official is us. Our relationship is simple, honesty, mixed with trust. Mommy, you come right on time, never late. Like a good neighbor, call you all day. Got your own car, got your own pad, hella bad. Outfit, match the shoes, plus the bag. Your friends say I'm cool with the crew, I'm bad news. Then let them silly chickens guide you. Just be ready when I slide through. Up all night, hanging out, wildin' with no curfew. She like me cause I'm in the game like EA Sports. Her up and down with no hands, it's fireworks. Different positions like that, all kind of sorts. Wearing more, mommy, I ain't taking no shorts. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight.
Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down Duke. Mommy, I'm about to slide through. I'm riding on your side and I'm rolling down Duke. Girl, you seem so shy. Take a puff of this shit, gonna get high. Mommy, I got thick zips, gonna get right. First we hit Woof Chris, it's gorillas in the mix. Don't worry, shit, I got killers in this bitch. Go into the makeup room. I'll be in the kitchen with the chef, getting to take the boom. Tomorrow we can take a cruise in Cancun. Let's make a move. All day, Marvin Gaye on my corner too. We can watch Martin on the iPod Nano, but really my eye on the crack camo. Mommy, I'm the boss. You can take it off in the downtown loft. My enterprise taking off. Look in the sky, it's a bird. No, it's Juliet taking over like Metro PCS. It's Tampa, girl. We can go around the world in a camper, girl. Fuck pickup lines, girl. Get your behind in the 69 Vert. My air don't work, so you can take off your shirt. Get a tan on your fine complexion. You a dime with Jackson, mommy.
Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink, you can smoke, yeah, it's all on me. But we gon' be fucking tonight. Yeah, mommy, you can ride with me. You can chill, you can eat, yeah, it's all on me. You can drink.